Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the subgenius of Slack.
Funny?
Well, I don't mean funny exactly. It's kind of hard to explain.
I see.
Sometimes I'd feel real good, and then other times, I'd feel like I was going to get sick right in my stomach.
Well, it doesn't take much doing.
Hello, Bob. I need someone to talk to. Hello, Bob. It seems there's nothing I can do. Hello, Bob. I need someone to listen to me. I'm hitting all the locked doors and I need some help. And I was hoping you'd have the key. Hello, Bob. Have you been listening to my thoughts? Hello, Bob. And I'll tell you all the thoughts I've got. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob. I can't seem to find the truth. I read the books, I took the drugs, and I drank a whole bottle of vermouth. Yeah. Hello, Bob. I seem to have misplaced my slack. Hello, Bob. Well, I just can't seem to get it back. Hello, Bob. Can you point out what it is I lack? I've climbed the highest heights, hit the lowest lows, but now I'm on my back. Hello, Bob. Are you still hearing me? Hello, Bob. Give me a sign that I can see. Hello, Bob. It's not that I've lost all my hope, but I'm really tired and I'm really broke, and I've smoked up the last of my dope. Hello, Bob. Am I coming through to you? Hello, Bob. I thought I already paid all my dues. Hello, Bob. I know that you can see me through, but it's damp and dim and I can't swim. What am I supposed to do? Well, hello, Bob. I'm feeling better now you've listened to me. Hello, Bob. Well, the sun's out now, and I can see. Hello, Bob. A great change has come over me. My eyes are wise, my thoughts are clear, and I'm as happy as I could be. Yes, my eyes are wise, my thoughts are clear, and I'm as happy as I could be. Hello, Bob.
Dear Bob, sometimes, Bob, I get so scared. And I don't know why, I just don't know why, but sometimes there are things and they're after me, you know? I mean, it's those kinds of things you know, how come hot dogs, you know, the kind of hot dogs you get at the circus, you know, the kind of hot dogs, why are they so red? And it's only at the circus that you get that, can get hot dogs of real red. You know, there's a red kind of, it's more red. And sometimes things live in walls, you know, I mean, it gets scary. Because, yeah, there are some things that are in the walls.
Test.
Now it better work.
It better not work.
It's a lot better.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Test.
Okay.
I can't hear anything. I can't. No, there's something wrong with this one over here. Give me some of that annoying oil. Hey, I need some of that annoying oil.
Is it working?
I'm number five. Number five.
Yeah, we really need some prop. Hey, what'd you say?
I raised somebody else.
What'd you say on that?
Props to be lost.
Oh,
did you say what?
Jesus Christ. No. Did you feel that big
deal? Did you say?
I didn't say nothing.
What'd you say?
Yeah, you said what?
Hi, officer.
Hey, what are you guys doing over
here? No, me neither. Hey, come on. Get over there.
I saw what you put in your pocket.
Give me that.
The battle for the mind. How about your voice? Are you going to allow them to outshout you? Are you going to allow them to be heard over and above your objections?
It's boring.
Yeah.
Oh, too boring.
Boring.
Boredom quotient.
Boredom quotient 9 to the 13th.
Wilson?
Warp 7.
Here's Wilson.
Your name's Wilson?
Yes, that's true.
Well, I'm glad it's not Farmer.
But the Holy Ghost is God's authorized detective agency. The Holy Ghost is God's high sheriff that has come to restore and get back for you.
Pastor,
bring back
my hero.
Those things that the devil has stolen.
I know, Pastor.
The origin of the original
Don't turn
God.
It off.
I think
gotta have Pastor Ripley. He's telling me about God's detective agency.
From your heart. The smile that he has stolen from your lips. The
gleam
that he's stolen
Where'd my lips
from
go?
Your eye.
I
the
can't feel my lips on my teeth.
Come out of your step.
They don't. Oh,
Spirit of the Lord has come to restore these things.
Pastor Epley. Now, son, I'm going to ask you to be quiet for just a minute.
I don't know anything.
So we can
about
hear
you.
Pastor Epley.
I haven't talked to you. As far as I know, you haven't told him. Have you told him, my staff, anything about yourself? You haven't.
No.
Then if I know anything about you, it would be because the Spirit of the Lord has led me to you today. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
I've got something for you. I want you to leave your seat and come here.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
My knowledge, I've never seen this lady before in my life. I'm not saying that. I hope she doesn't feel bad if she's come here two or three times. I hope she doesn't think I've
ignored her. No, I've never been here before.
With a crowd like this, I can't remember everyone that comes to church. Can you
Pastor
say
Pastor Epley, I read about you.
But the Lord told me that he sent you here today.
Pastor Epley.
And Jesus is passing by for you.
Pastor Epley.
I feel his presence.
For you.
I want you to take this
Pastor
envelope
Epley.
And hold it open
so
there.
Long.
Just hold it open. Like
this is Jesus.
Now, you
Why
need
is he talking
a
into that microphone?
Steal it from your friends, but God will keep that devil out of your back pocket. What a shame how they stole it.
Oh, it's a miracle, friend. It's a miracle revival starting up. Perform the salute.
What are you doing there?
Perform the salute.
Here's
how to do the salute. See? Right, ready?
The finger is on the neck.
Hands, left
finger
hand up.
Up and down.
Left hand up. Left hand up.
Oh.
Finger on throat. Finger on throat.
Really?
Come on.
All right, perform the salute.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's a miracle. I think before we start the service, we should have just a moment of noise.
The spirit.
Bullets can't stop
him. Oh, bullets can't stop him, friends. No. The mark of the beast? Oh, you don't need to worry about it. You've got your credit card. It won't do you any good tomorrow, but it's okay. Well, I guess now Bob's going to have to work through me, friends.
Sleet and snow mixed with freezing rain and rain.
Sometimes I've got these rats, and they're like inside my stomach, and I haven't swallowed them. I mean, they're like hot dogs, but they're eating their way out, and they're coming out, and I just sometimes I just want to take these hot dogs and just shove them with them, but please, Bob, send me some more than pills, Bob. Please, Bob, send me some more of the pills, Bob.
Oh, Lonesome Bob says you gotta get some pills. Oh, Lonesome Bob just telling me, oh yeah, just give him some more pills, and Bob will kill you.
I'm sorry, Bob, if I upset you, but sometimes I don't feel too good, you know? I mean, I really don't feel real good. And I don't know why, but Reverend Boone, he says, My head is obsessed with the anti-Bob. I don't really know what he means. And so that's why I'm talking to you directly, because he isn't of much help.
Goodbye, sis. If you don't give me some money, you just won't ever get any slack. And then you don't get no slack, you can't get no money and no food and no pills.
Hello?
So what we have there really is two rituals going at once on the radio. It's a miracle. What can we say? We're used to them by now, but it's definitely miracles, and we've got proof.
It's amazing. It's a miracle.
It's signs in the heavens, signs in the earth. We're seeing the signs everywhere. And they still seem to be washing the implements on the other side in this blood of the lamb.
What's that? How's that cranky song? Please, Poppy, or kill me. I wanna die for Bob. I wanna die in a holy holy grail. The thank boys and the normals. If we have to, if we have to, Bob can make them die. And we'll all come back over, man. We'll all come back over, man. We'll all come back over, man. Or know the reason why. You see, we've got another key here. Praise Bob, kill me, Bob. I wanna buy from Bob. I wanna finance the holy war, fulfill the pink boys and the normals. If we have to, if we have to, we can make them buy. And we'll all come back home, and we'll all come out over men. If we don't come out over men, there ain't no reason why. All Bob's schisms, they will fall beneath our laser blades. And we'll all come back over men. We'll all come back over men. We'll all come back over men in victory parades.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Drummond has on his anti-alien possession shade, so we won't go off the road like we did last time.
I'm going to put him up here.
The dogs, the mongoloids back there are safely. Oh, God. He's got a screwdriver.
It's a key.
It
looks like a screwdriver.
Right, it's disguised as the sacred screwdriver, and it's the key. And it makes the Bobmobile begin to move. And you can hear it. You hear that good sound effect of motor rumbling. Because this thing doesn't have any real motor sound, and we have to use it or else superstitious peoples will run in fright.
Little Rock is embraced with techno boredom just as usual, and just want to tell you it's no tour to live here. Just want to extend greetings from the Archbishop of Slack Abuse of the Mega Fist Dimple Lodge of the Church of the Subgenius of Little Rock, which it's nice to find out that there's some more like us around. And since we found Bob, by golly, we just been having a great time and getting some money and finding out who sounds like us and what the scam is and all.
Sky time now is 2:15, and the following program is sponsored by the New Testament Holiness Church.
You do what you do because you want to. I do what I do 'cause Bob told me to. That's what I think everyone should remember. You do what you do 'cause you want to. I do what I do 'cause Bob told me. I'll do it, Bob. Whatever you say, I swear to God, I'll do it. And I don't care if people laugh at me. I'll do it, Bob. He ain't no man. There ain't no God. I don't want to walk the path that Bob's trod. Ain't no man, ain't no God. I don't want to walk the path that Bob's trod. Okay, let's do it right this time. And people ask me, where do you get this energy, this life I see glowing in you, Janner? And I just point up. And I don't even have to say it. I won't even say the word, Bob. Well, I said it. But I just point at the sky, because it's not me that's doing it. And you know and I know who it is. It's Bob.
Now we'll take you into a great Holy Ghost revival that is now in progress.
Bill, you want to say something to the clinch?
I think it's all too pink.
To the Dallas clinch?
The conspiracy of the pinks, and they refuse to comment.
It's too pink, and they refuse to comment.
If they're so hip, what are they doing in Dallas?
Yeah.
We can put on the Bob tune tape and sing along.
Doctors for Bob.
Copters for Bob.
Proctors for Gob.
Proctors for Gob.
Gob. Doctors for
Schnod. Schlockers
for Bob. Doctors for Bob. For Bob.
Sphincters for Bleed.
Fix me up, Bob.
Sphincters for Bob. Sphincters for Bob.
I have something weird on my tongue.
Pills for Bob. Pills for Bob.
Give me some of them pills, Bob.
Run over my wife. Got the blues because Bob let that pickup run over my wife.
Hey, get 3 points for hitting that hippie girl.
Bob's staid father, eager to fit in America, disliked the old man filling the boy's head with garbage and stinking Mayan occultism. Bob grew up having to fight the stigma of a Mayan dad. Other kids made fun of that prognathous slowpad of full-blood Mayanry, and little Bob was in many a scrap, battling for his father's honor. It was a troubled childhood, and it had a telling effect on the sensitive youth who became, thanks to the pharmacy's wares, a chronic alcoholic at age 6. It didn't affect his precocious salesmanship, however. And he made his first small fortune selling stolen prophylactics and other things to high school boys.
Wash it out, Bob. Freak it out, Bob. Zap it out, Bob. Hook it out, Bob. Slurp it out, Bob. Slurp it out, Bob. Munch it out, Bob. Punch it out, Bob. Scrunch it out, Bob. Hunch it out, Bob. Tear it out.
Coming up next, we have the original Doctors for Wotan album, which is called Doctors for Negi. And the song, I'm Driving the Car That Bob Sold Me.
You're so damn merry. Back? What do you mean, ha ha ha? Take that pipe out of your mouth. What are you grinning about, buddy?
did you get that haircut? Are those dots on your face, or have you got some kind of disease? You look like Ward Cleaver on Leaving the Beaver. You look like Mark Trail. What's the deal, buddy? You look like Mr. Appleton. You look like Dick Van Dyke with a pipe in his mouth. What? What'd you say? Did you say, yeah, sure. Sure, I'll buy that used car. I'll buy that used car from you, mister. Sure, anything. How much is it? It's only a dollar? That used car is only a dollar? Wow. Wow, you got any other good deals, mister? You got something else that'll only cost a dollar? A little booklet? I don't know, that doesn't look like it's worth a dollar to me. Oh, it does have a lot of print inside. And some neat pictures. Sure, I'll give you a dollar, mister. Here. Whoa. I feel really weird. But I feel kind of good. I like this little book. Hey, where'd you go, buddy? Hey, where'd he go? Where'd that guy with the pipe go? Hey, I gotta talk to him. Hey, what happened? Hey, buddy, what? He took off with my $2. And he left me this little book and this car. I'll get in this car. I'll start it up. He left the keys in for me. Okay, here goes. I'm driving the car that Bob sold me. Boy, I can go pretty fast. Hey, that Bob guy's okay. He made me forget about Odin for a minute. That's really weird. Boy, this car is smooth. I like the way this feels on the road. I like the way it feels. Feels good. It's throbbing. Hey, it's leaving the road. It's going up in the air. Where's it going? Hey, there's a cloud up in front of me. A big cloud. It's got a sign on it. A big sign. It says, welcome to Odin's place. It says, this is Nirvana. Wow, Bob, thanks. I can't wait to meet Odin.
Cause I got my Bob blindfold.
tonight. And right now, we are buck naked in the Jaybirds. And we're going to sing Bob Is Leading Me. Bob. My friend, and he's leading me somewhere. Is he waiting there for me? Bob's my friend, and he's leading me somewhere. What is waiting there for me?
Kevin Wilson of the Abominations from Austin.
I better myself after Route 66. I don't want to be nobody's Carolina. They take me on a ship, put me on a boat, let me out in the water, let me go. Cause I'm a sub-genius. Let me
they go naked in the park. Let me feel like my head's coming apart. I don't know, but I have been told everybody thinks that people gotta get old. But I don't believe it, cause I'm a sub-genius. Well, I don't believe it, cause I'm a sub-genius. I take everybody for what they're worth. I don't make no exception. I don't like it when people try to talk back to me, cause I'm a sub-genius. I'm a sub-genius. I don't want you to get away from me. You better like me for what I am. If that isn't what pleases you, better make it right for me. Cause I'm a sub-genius. Cause I'm a sub-genius. And I'll never be a sub-genius.
Sub-genius minion working for an even lowerly descended sub-genius minion and getting paid for it too.
So kill me. This is manslaughter. We need two bold surrealists. Yes, it'll just be general sick out. Oh yes, the usual topics.
Now I know. Wherever I travel, or in travail, trouble tells you, if the bonds should walk beside me, I know Bob is with us too.
Never had more than a dollar bill in my pocket at one time. I was
feeling the water seeping through my shoes. I knew there gotta be some other way to get by, so I thought I'd look up this guy Bob. Somebody told me that Bob was cool. He had all the answers there. He could fix any fool. I walked down to Dallas, Texas, all the way from Pocatello, Idaho. I'd been growing taters with my Uncle Fred, my daddy Frat, and I'd tired of all that. I'd mud my shoes and sand my eyes. I was looking for some kind of new surprise. Lemon meringue pie came around the corner and greeted me, trying to take away my wallet. One more time I said, this ain't the first time I ran into a fruitcake like you. You ain't gonna get my money. I said, I'm going to Dallas, Texas. I'm gonna get myself straight. I'm gonna look for a guy that's really great. I seen his picture on a billboard or something or other, a telephone pole in Berkeley. I said, I followed strange symbols in gas station outhouses all the way from here to Pocatello, Idaho. Direct me down to Dallas, Texas. I'm gonna find this man named Bob. I got a terrible case of the monkey on my back. I'm looking for a guy who can give me some slack. I see that Philo and Ivan is hanging out hip, and I don't know if I can keep my grip on this guy Bob. I've been hanging out in the post office right next to this P.O. box, hoping that somebody's gonna come and open his lock, and then I'm gonna find out who the cat is and gonna follow him downtown and see if I can try to hang around, see if I can wait for that big white limousine come up with a license plate specialized. Three letters on the side that says Bob. Wait for the Bobmobile in the street. I can feel the heat of the Dallas heat. This is a place where Kennedy lost his top, and I hope this is a place I don't stop, cause I'm just looking for Bob. I'm a drooling man and I'm a drowning fool, and I don't hope to spend time in anybody's school. I'm a sloppy slip in a slippy slob. I'm just looking for Bob. Came down on my feet and I couldn't see the light for the sunny shining day. Some kind of asshole manhole kind of dig down and just kind of pinned me against the wall. I was seeing sticky kind of ice cream parlor sundaes all over my face before I realized that this monkey was just trying to sell me the subscription to Subgenius magazine. I said, you know where I can find Bob? He didn't know. He just read the pamphlets and the handbooks and all that literature, and he was getting himself straight and sure that he was gonna get some slack, cause he had a damn monk on his back too. He didn't know how to stop being a slob. He's drooling all over his pamphlets, and he just looked at me with a big glassy eyes and said, Bob. Got myself to the Subgenius Foundation. I tried to put myself through the mail slot, cause the sign on the door said closed, locked up. We gone off for a retreat in a holiday motel somewhere in the Dominican Republic. On our way to a Malaysian holiday in a place called Dobstown, where they all stay. They gotta get hep, get straight, and get cool. They ain't gonna allow no fool to hang around with Bob. Well, I never found Bob that day. They said he just had gone away. He was out to lunch or off to get shoes or gone buying groceries for people with the blues. I must not have been in need of slack, cause I never really managed to make it back. But I sent my dollar to those people in town, and I still keep getting them pamphlets sent around. And I feel a little closer. whole lot of mud, but I sure do wish I'd been managing to hang out in the right place to actually catch a look at that shining face of Bob.
Products. Reason number one, I am the one. Reason number two, you can know doctors for Wotan. Reason number three, we will not suffocate you or your wife with mayonnaise. This has been a message from the Subgenius Church. We hope that you will send us money. Don't forget, if you don't have a check or a credit account with the Subgenius Church, you can send food stamps, money, broken engine repair parts, pieces of a meaningless void, half-forgotten personality forms, and or broken tree rot caterpillar dung. You can send brainwalking tree sockets or tree backwards mouth climb. You can send tunnel inner non-existent void particles. You can send Negro-influenced voice waves, tattoo disc patterns. You can send us cow vomit, tooth broken, 11-gated, elongated, creation-oriented, spear gum, rest rut, scars. You can send us sneaky flakes. Black, coal, orange, teal, vision, groove, single, file, sink, resin, broken wheelchairs, and send us void antimatter form reality shape form patterns that which do not exist within the given universe. Those who walk the pathless infinite void, those who will not write their names and addresses and or social security numbers on pieces of paper, but can send these in the forms of credit cards and or walking sticks, broken or fixed. It can be repaired glass, it can't be broken mirrors, but however, if you send us your tires, be sure to remove them from the car first. It can't pay the postage on anything smaller than a pickup truck. If you want to send broken pillows, pieces of glass, you can send out for, please order our handmade robot kits, genetic farming. Subgenius does have three life form patterns. These life form patterns are on Sterno and myself. I think Doug Smith is also patented, but his patent is owned by U.S. Steel. And don't forget, the county law will arrest you if you come within 25 feet of this week's temple. If you have any questions, letters, and or old footprints of Niggy that you think has not been examined by archaeologists but could have important evidence on he who once was the... What is that you speak? You speak of we who once were the... But I say unto thee, we who once were the do not know doctors for Bob. And if they do not know doctors for Bob, then where are they? And yes, where can they be found?
I can see why doctor heads exist.
So if you're going to come in here wearing a pair of Buster Brown shoes, trying to play high school lawyer on you, on this, this young Jamie, and we don't take no kind of, it don't matter what color skin you have, whether you're a white person or a
doctor's
skin, don't matter to us, because we can, we
doctors
will,
Bob.
We know of things which are not yet written within the human mind. Carl Sagan believes.
Look at Art Linkletter. His daughter sent us $2,000 before she jumped off Avalanche.
Where do you go and meet Bob Subgenius? Now that is true, too. I always loved that Church of Subgenius. It was always so neat. Get down there!
You are hearing the One Take Rhythm Killers versus Doctors for Wotan, operating out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, there's a bad Bob, and there's a good
suit of Bob. You better watch out. Better watch out. Better watch out. Don't follow the wrong one, no.
Go down the streets again.
There's good Bob and there's bad Bob. There's a real Bob and there's a super Bob. People that follow.
Subgenius.com, because this is the Hour of Slack and it's the Church of the Subgenius, and our new official post office box, well, it's the old Cleveland Heights post office box. The Texas Austin office had to move, so now we're at post office box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118, www.subgenius.com.